The Glad Tidings, The Inspiring Message of Galatians by E.J. Wagoner. Preface. The Epistle to the Galatians, together with its companion, the Epistle to the Romans, was the source, through the Spirit, of the Reformation of the 16th century, the keynote of which was, "The just shall live by faith." The Reformation then begun is not yet complete. And the same watchword needs to be sounded now as then. If the people of God will become filled with the truth so vividly set forth in this epistle, both the church and the world will be stirred as profoundly as in the days of Luther. May this speedily be the case, and thus the times of restoration of all things be hastened. The Glad Tidings. It is quite common, in writing upon any book in the Bible, to spend some time on an introduction to the book in question, setting forth the nature of it, the circumstances under which it was written, and the probable purpose of the writer, together with many other things, partly conjectural and partly derived from the book itself. All such statements the reader has to take on the authority of the one making them, since not having yet studied the book, he cannot judge for himself. The best way is to introduce him at once to the study of the book, and then he will, if diligent and faithful, soon learn all that it has to reveal concerning itself. We learn more of a man by talking with him than by hearing somebody talk about him. So, we will proceed at once to the study of the Epistle to the Galatians, and let it speak for itself. Nothing can take the place of the Scriptures themselves, if all would study the Bible as prayerfully and as conscientiously as they ought, giving earnest heed to every word, and receiving it as coming directly from God. There would be no need of any other religious book. Whatever is written should be for the purpose of calling people's attention more sharply to the words of Scripture. Whatever substitutes any man's opinion for the Bible, so that by it people are led to rest content without any further study of the Bible itself, is worse than useless. The reader is therefore most earnestly urged to study, first of all, the Scripture text, very diligently and carefully, so that every reference to it will be a reference to a familiar acquaintance. May God grant that this little aid to the study of the Word may make every reader better acquainted with all Scripture, which is able to make him wise unto salvation.